Good morning. I'm Alisa Z. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning here listening to the Sunday edition. I am joined this morning by Dr. Paige Aiello, who is a breast surgeon, and she is with the Barbara Ann Karmanis Cancer Institute. And Jasmine, your handler in the background, told me a year ago, this is how you pronounce Karmanis. And she reminded me this morning because she just wanted to make sure I remembered. Thank you, Jasmine. You're such a big help. Well, I think it's often mispronounced, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. So we'll just keep saying it, Karmanis, Karmanis, Karmanis. If I was saying it wrong 1,000 times in a row, I would be so embarrassed. But good morning, doctor. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So tell me what your specialty is in cancer research, treatment. Enter and sign in, please. Tell us what you do.
I'm a breast surgical oncologist, so I'm on the surgery side of breast cancer.
That's a big, big deal. And have you been doing, like, is that the specialty you wanted from the very beginning when you decided, I want to be a doctor? Is this the area you thought of going into, or was it something else that prompted it?
Well, I knew I loved surgical oncology when I went to medical school.
Oh, okay.
And then in residency, I loved breast surgical oncology. So
really?
Yeah.
Do you have any family members who have had breast cancer?
I actually don't. I don't have any family members who are in the medical field, and I don't have any family members who have gone through breast cancer.
Well, thank God for the latter. The former can go either way, but the latter, that's a beautiful thing. And there aren't a lot of people these days who can say that, can they?
Right.
One thing we were talking about before we went on the air here is how scary, uncomfortable, all of the above, it is for people when they get a diagnosis to say, okay, thank you very much. I've got to pick my heart up off the floor because I'm terrified now, but I want a second opinion. I think a lot of people avoid that, don't they?
Yeah, the diagnosis of breast cancer in itself can be very overwhelming.
Sure.
You get a lot of information at once, and it's also a very emotional diagnosis.
Yes, absolutely. And as we were saying before, when you buy a home appliance, you check out different dishwashers, right? Your health should at least be elevated to that level. I would suggest a little bit above. So when somebody says, doctor, I trust you, I believe you, Karmanis has the great reputation, but I just want to check somewhere else. Can you guide us through what a doctor really feels for that and tell our listeners, not only is it okay to ask for that, you should, you're not offending anybody.
Absolutely. We encourage second opinions. As we just talked about, cancer, especially breast cancer, is a very overwhelming diagnosis. And in the cancer world, there's always new research going on. There's new breakthroughs in medicine. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage a second opinion so that you, as the patient, are the most informed in your decision-making process.
Right.
Even though it can seem overwhelming at the time, physicians are not offended in any way. We really encourage it. We want you, the patient, to advocate for yourself and have all the information when you're making your decisions.
I have a friend who had brain surgery 6 years ago, and over the years, she's needed to go for all kinds of different treatments, appointments, and everything else. And she's with one hospital system, which is where her surgeon is, but it was recommended that she talk to somebody at another hospital system. And she said, I feel badly. They're so good to me over here. I said, it's not about whether they're good to you or not. You need as many answers as you can get, like you said, to make an informed decision. This is one of the scariest things in life. I just lost my mom to cancer a few months ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And the diagnosis came 8 weeks before we lost her. So there wasn't really a lot of time for additional opinions, but even in that limited window, of course we spoke to other people. Of course we showed her biopsy results. We had people calling other people, and we weren't thinking, that her oncologist is going to be upset with us. He had the same goal in mind, the best options, if there are any, those kinds of things. So to hear it straight from the doctor's mouth, no, we're not offended. We want you to do this. And then how often when someone goes from Karmanis to someone else for a second opinion, do they usually come back to you because you were the primary point of touch?
Yeah, patients do tend to, go out and get their options, but they will usually go back to where they're getting their, I guess, most options, and they feel most comfortable with their physicians.
Right.
And that might be the first place they went, but if they go somewhere, another place, and they like the plan of treatment there, then they can switch. And again, there's no offense taken by any of the physicians.
It's so mind-boggling. Now, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October and how critical it is to get screened. I can say it till I'm blue in the face, but I need to hear it, and listeners sometimes need to hear it direct from the doctor's mouth. Can you talk to us about why it's so important to get those mammograms, get screened, get the answers?
Yes, 1 in 8 women in our country will be diagnosed with breast cancer. And because we have such great modalities for screening, we can catch that cancer early, and we can treat it and cure it. So it's really, really important that patients are out there getting their screening mammograms so that we are able to catch anything abnormal and treat it right away.
Sometimes women, especially in certain communities, may not have a primary care doctor. There are places they can go for their mammograms, and I don't know who would get the results of the mammogram. How would something like that work? Because Carmanos, I know, among other things, you are great at guiding people to the right places, the right resources for what they need.
Yes, we have awesome patient-centered care at Carmanos. We have multidisciplinary care. And I do want to say we offer screening mammograms. We just had a big screening event in the past week where we had many of people coming in getting screening mammograms. And those results are given, of course, back to the patient, but they can be immediately set up with anyone in our team if anything is abnormal, and they can be seen at Carmanos.
That's so important to know. We really don't have any excuses. It's easy, it's quick, a little awkward, but it's what we need to do. Where are we now with recommendations for breast cancer screenings? Because I know there's a lot of hullabaloo. CDC changes recommendations, and they are not always in line with what the doctors believe might be correct.
Yes, so our NCCN guidelines recommend a screening mammogram starting at age 40 every year until either the age of 75 or you have a good 10-year life expectancy.
Okay. And, well, age of 75 or a 10-year life expectancy, people are living even longer than that. We may be going in our 90s, right? But case in point, with a different kind of cancer, my father, may he rest in peace, was diagnosed on his 79th birthday with prostate cancer. And they told him at that time, well, you'll either, if we treat you or if we don't, your life expectancy is the same. We expect you to be around about 10 years, all other things being equal. And he said, I don't care, get this cancer out of me. So they did. And he lived to 96, which he may have with the cancer, he may not have. So those kinds of things are things you need to talk about with your physician when they say, okay, you can stop because you're 75 and life expectancy is this, but it's okay if you still want to get that mammogram because you might just live a whole lot longer.
Oh, absolutely. Right. And we can do surgery for breast cancer that is not extremely taxing on the body and very appropriate for elderly patients.
So. Can you talk a little bit about some of those different options? I go back to my mom. It wasn't breast cancer, but I go back to her, and because of her age of 94 and her fragility, they said, well, you're not a candidate for chemo. Definitely not. But other things being equal, if she had been stronger and if it was perhaps breast cancer, what are some of the options for other people that it's not a death sentence anymore, and it doesn't always mean double mastectomy like we used to think, right?
Correct. We have a very good multidisciplinary approach to breast cancer, which sometimes involves chemotherapy, but also sometimes does not. We have different surgical approaches. Nowadays, we can often do a lumpectomy where we're just taking the cancer out of the breast that's involved. And then, of course, there's options for mastectomies and reconstruction.
Right.
That you can talk about with your doctor. And there's also what we call endocrine therapy, which is done in certain cancer, different types of breast cancer as well.
Is immunotherapy an option as well? I know it is for some cancers.
Yes, that does play a role with certain types of breast cancer.
Okay, we won't get into specifics because I won't know what you're talking about. How are we doing when it comes to research? What kind of research are you working on, and how are we doing as a community with research and with some research funding being cut? And where are we and what do we need to do?
Yeah, there's a lot of breast cancer research going on right now. We're waiting for some of the results of surgical trials that are in process. But at Carmanis, as a National Cancer Institute designated comprehensive cancer center, we have many ongoing clinical trials.
Okay.
So, and those are from the medical oncology side, the radiation oncology side. There's plenty of trials going on, and I think we're making great advancements in the field.
That sounds like this is why we want to go to a place like Carmanis, because it's sort of one-stop shopping place, isn't it? And I'm not diminishing anybody else, because we've got fantastic medical systems here in Michigan, but this is what you do, right?
Absolutely. We're a cancer center where we really focus mainly on cancer,
right?
And we have physicians who are performing this breakthrough research. They know what's going on, they know the latest treatments, and if any patient is interested in a clinical trial, they're available to them there.
What do you think the number one reason is people don't get their screenings? I know what mine would be. I still do go, but I know what mine is.
I think life can get overwhelming, and sometimes people don't want to make the time to take care of themselves. And you have to remember that it's a little bit of time, and it can make a big difference.
Yes, and fear of the unknown always plays in when we go to our physicians. But whether you know it or not, there is or is not cancer in you. So you may as well know it so that you can try to make it better, which in many cases we can.
Exactly. I know it is scary, and that is a big mm-hmm. Deterrent, but at Carmanis, we would love to get a patient on the right track, and the earlier the better, if there is a diagnosis.
And do you work with the entire family? Tell us a little bit about why it's important to not go to these appointments by yourself if you can avoid it.
Yes, I love when patients have support with them, because as we discussed a little bit earlier, it's an overwhelming diagnosis.
Yes.
And an emotional diagnosis. And it's so wonderful to have a person there who is listening and can hear the things that the patient might not be able to hear, because there's so much information coming at them. For all of my new patient appointments, I spend an hour talking with the patient and their family. I like to give them a good foundation of information, what the diagnosis means, and the different options for treatment. So if there's an extra set of ears, that's even better.
I've gone to appointments on the phone with
yep.
with my friend or with my mom if I couldn't make it. We just put it, and the doctors are all really wonderful about that, because they know how important it is to make sure all the questions are asked and the answers are well heard.
Yes.
Right? Before I let you go for the day, is there anything that you would like to add? Anything when we stop, Jasmine's going to say, why didn't you say that? So is there any stone we've left unturned, doctor?
I think we touched on the really important topics. Get your screening mammogram. They're always available at Carmanis. And we have an excellent multidisciplinary team that is ready to give a second opinion or treat anyone who has a cancer diagnosis.
And remember, not looking doesn't mean it's not there.
Yes.
Is there a website where we can get a little more information?
Yes. First of all, we have a phone number, 1-800-CARMANIS. So that's Carmanos. And we also have carmanis.org/second opinion.
I love the second opinion. That's fantastic. Just as a reminder that we can and should get a second opinion. Well, I'm so grateful to you. Dr. Paige Aiello, MD, with Carmanis Breast Cancer Multidisciplinary Team. You're a member of that at the Barbara Ann Carmanis Cancer Center. Thank you for the work that you do to save our lives and remind us that we need to play a part in that as well. I really appreciate it, and I'm glad that you came out this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for helping us get the word out.
It is my pleasure, and it's my honor. This is what we're supposed to do. We've got to take care of one another. And thank each and every one of you as well for spending some time with us this morning. Once again, I'm Elisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday Edition.